One of the great challenges if you are looking to develop a New Zealand accent is to make it different from Australian. And this speaker herself talks at the end of this clip about her own inability once she moved to England to distinguish between Australians and New Zealanders. What becomes quite interesting is that as New Zealand becomes a bigger player on the world stage, there is a real shift towards developing a separate set of sounds from the Australian. Two particular things to have a think about are the ST conjunction, which again you'll hear with that sh sound in between, that sort of strange, that you particularly hear if you listen to an interview with John Key, the current New Zealand Prime Minister. What you will also hear in this particular clip is this e sound moving to I, as in the word head becoming heed, and the word revenge, which occurs quite often in these sentences on Medea, as becoming revenge.
Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slowly as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father, my royal line. Ran mad for you, after you to Iolcus, Peleus's palace. More passion than sense. I killed King Peleus to keep you secure. Killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror, and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh, yes. The father I betrayed to go with you. To Peleus's daughters? They'd welcome me with open arms, that glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you, hurt those I had no need to hurt for you, and in return you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband, lucky woman. You could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself. Rootless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats. I was born in Nelson, which is the top of the South Island of New Zealand. And it's quite warm and sunny there and quite lovely. And I lived there until I went to university in Wellington, which is the bottom of the North Island. So I didn't travel very far. And in terms of my accent and I suppose the tone and thing of, and the way that I kind of phrase things, I think I'd be considered quite well spoken in New Zealand. And I think that's partially because I went to speech and drama lessons from about the age of 10 or 11, and we were often encouraged in those lessons to sort of slightly make slightly RP sounds when we were doing poetry and things. So I remember sort of doing a John Keats poem, and there was a rhyme that wouldn't work with my normal accent, and so I had to change romance to romance and things like that. But it's, I think, relatively soft for a Kiwi accent. There are much stronger Kiwi accents. And so much further south in the South Island, there's a place called Dunedin, which was settled by a lot of Scots. And so there's a rolling R down there. But I don't have that. And I moved to London back in 2013 and started really noticing my own accent and noticing that I paid more attention to Australian and New Zealand, but slowly I started, you know, not hearing those accents as much, and sometimes I'd catch myself hearing an Australian accent and having trouble figuring out if it was Australian or New Zealand for a little bit, just because I wasn't used to hearing it anymore. So often people say, either I've had people say, are you from Australia? Are you from South Africa? And in New Zealand I'd have people saying, which part of Britain am I from? So it's kind of strange. I think I sort of straddle accents perhaps wherever I go, but could just be ignorance.
Can you demonstrate a stronger New Zealand at all?
I can try.
Sort of a less posh version.
Well spoken, yeah. I think there are certain parts of your accent that if you're ordinary Kiwi, certainly the blokes are quite sort of low, quite monotonous. They might go have a brewski with the mates. There's lots of kind of pregnant pauses and things. With maybe Helen Clark, who was our Prime Minister, there was, she was really, hi, I'm Helen Clark, Prime Minister of New Zealand, and it was very kind of forward. I suppose different to Australian, but very close, which is why I can understand it being confusing. John Key is the new Prime Minister, and he's also got a terrible, really New Zealand, really kind of, slightly, almost bogan, which is a New Zealand term for a certain type of person. Accents very kind of, I'm not even sure, a lot of going down to the farm. And then there's sort of a different kind of Kiwi accents, Polynesian accents and things, like the Māori accent, which like Billy T. James. He's quite, there's a cheekiness in the kind of Maori accent or the Polynesian accent, there's a lot more kind of lightness and, you know, going to have fish and chips and that kind of thing. Yeah.